Hello guys, welcome back to the another episode of the Rishabh Jain Show, digital marketing podcast for solopreneurs and busy working parents who are on their entrepreneurial journey. So in today's episode, I am going to talk about having the clarity about your target audience. So if you are working on a business and if you are creating a product that you want to sell, it's very important that before creating the product, you should have the clarity about your target market. Because if you create a product, but if you don't know exactly that who is the target market, then in that case, you may put a lot of effort in creating the product, but it may end up become a failure because it may not resonate with any of the people, okay, or maybe a very few people which are not very targeted, and because of that you may not be able to sell the product, and there are very high chances of this, okay. So the better way of doing it is first get the clarity about the target market, the people, the group of people that you want to sell your product, okay. And these group of people would be the people who share some common interest, some common, facing some common problem, have the common set of desires that will drive them and that will push them to buy your product, okay. So it's very important that you have this clarity. So for example, if I tell you about if I give you my example, so when I have launched my YouTube channel, my podcast and everything, I was very generic in my content. I was creating content which was for everyone, but over the period of time I realized that I have to niche it down and pick a particular area, particular target market. So what I did, I actually pivoted from there, and eventually I shifted to the people who are parents, right, who are busy working parents, who are solopreneurs, means the people who have a full-time job, who are parents, like busy parents, and they want to, like, they have the entrepreneurial dreams, they are working on their business, right, they want to build something, and they want to live a purpose-driven life, they want to create an impact, and they want to give better life to their families, right, they want to leave a legacy. So there are so many things I have told you here, and these are the things that that are important, because these are the people, the set of people, the target audience that I'm trying to target, these are the people, they share all these common goals, common desires, right? So this is how you should go about it. So the point is, identify your target market very clearly, because when you know your target market, you can create a better product, the product which is exactly the people of your target market wants. And if this is the case, you will be able to place your product easily, and you will be able to sell them and get started very easily, because once you are in the market, you are selling the product, you can tap into other markets as well. But in the beginning, you should be targeting one particular market and trying to solve only the problem of that particular market with your product or service, okay. So this is very important, and if you will do this, definitely you will have the clear messaging, you will have the better product, you will have the better authority in your target market, and because of that, the chances of growing will be very fast, okay. So Or I would say the chances of growth will be very, very high. So that's all for this particular episode. As I have told you that these episodes are going to be very quick, very short. And let me know that what do you think about it. And if you like what I've shared with you, don't forget to rate this podcast, leave a rating, like, subscribe, whatever is available on the platform. Okay, so that's all. See you in the next episode. Very soon. Thank you very much.